Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. Welcome to day 20 in our Embodied Surrender Challenge. So yesterday I dropped a big one, and building life from a place of worth, from a place of already having what I was looking for, which was the worth. And for you, if it's worth, if it's health, if it is the finances, we want to build from that which we already are. So if you're building from lack, so I am lacking in healing, I am lacking in finances, I am lacking in a relationship, then you're never going to get to the other side, because you're building from what you don't have already. And then the question always becomes, okay, so how do I build what I don't have? It's because you're not aiming at the correct dartboard. We're building on, I don't have the healing, I don't have the money, and I don't have the relationships. And those are the big three. You could build on a lot of things that you don't have, but because those are the big three that I hear from my patients, those are the three that we're going with. Okay, that's why I picked those three. Then how can we ever get to where we want to go? Because we're like, we don't have that. So what we build from is where we already see that we have some of it. All right, I have some healing already going on. I have some finances because I can feed my children. I have a place to live in. I have a job. Okay, so you have finances. Great, so build from there. And then relationships. Okay, I can build on my friendships that I have. I can build on relationships I have with other people. I can build on the relationships I have with my coworkers. I can build on relationships I have with my family and build who I am from there. But see, the thing is, it's never been about that, because you already have that. And so we're building from thinking we don't have something, the healing, the relationships, the money, except that we already do have it. And so we need to change the dartboard completely. Because even though that is our goal, the relationships, the finances, the healing, the actual meat and potatoes of it, the actual key is that it's never been about the goal. It's always been about who you're becoming along the way. So while the goal might be having more money, being in a relationship of your wildest dreams, and healing whatever it is, it's always been about your becoming, who you're becoming along the way. So you set up the goal, and the focus is on changing and evolving to the next version of yourself. Who am I becoming along the way? I am becoming a person that's more brave, more courageous, more in faith, more love, more kindness, more. And as you become more capable of holding pressure, more capable having a bigger capacity, more capable of being able to have the difficult conversations, as I'm becoming more, what I desire, the goal to heal, to find the person, to, or people, the money becomes a byproduct. Like those will, that all that comes from you becoming the next version of yourself. So it's never been about the goal. It's always been about who you're becoming along the way. Can I hold the pressure? Can I hold the grief? Can I hold the polarity and become stronger while doing this? And then the more you increase your capacity, the more healing, the more love, the more money finds its way to you. So you got to play on the right dartboard. You got to put yourself in the right game, because you already are healed. You're already healing. Like, you already have healing capacity. You already have some financial abundance, more than, not as much as you want, but more than you think. And you already have love that you're looking for within you. And so start with, I'm already this, and build from there. I'm already this, and I'm already love, I'm already abundant, and I'm already healing, and I'm building my capacity even more, my capacity. And that's the dartboard that you're going for. Because we can't, if we're looking at lack, we can only get more lack. We find the abundance and we grow the abundance. Surrender the dartboard of lack. It's, you already have that. You know, it was never the game that you needed to play. And move towards, where can I grow my strength? How can I grow my courage? Where can I grow my capacity to serve others more? How can I be more kind? How can I give more? How can I receive? How can I learn to receive? Maybe the block isn't in the healing. Maybe the block is in the receiving of it. Maybe the block isn't the money, but in the receiving of it. Maybe the block isn't in love, but receiving of it. Play on the right dartboard and then celebrate. Yesterday, after the breakthrough that I had in the morning, I said, how can I anchor this moment in? And I did something that I invested in myself once again. And every time I invest in myself, it's a way that I say you even more to reinforce, like it's a move that reinforces even more that I am capable of, like, I am already worthy. It's not from a place of I lack worth. How it's from a place of I'm already worthy, and let's see how much more I can develop. And so to anchor that moment in, I invested in myself, and now I get to remember this day and really remember it. Because if you look throughout, let's say we're at the end of the year, so you look throughout your year, what do you remember? You remember the moments that were different. You don't remember every day that I ate the same things. You don't remember my, you know, the regular work day. You remember the things that stood out. Right? You remember the day that my mom passed away. That I will never forget that for as long as I live. That moment will always stand out in time. And so you remember the things, in the more that you have to string together in your year that you can remember, the more you're going to remember your year and your life in the end. However, if you don't have that, then years will pass. Have you had the times where you're like, I don't even know what I did 5 years ago? I don't remember what's happened in the last 5 years. Except if you're like, oh, I remember the day, you know, I quit my job. I remember the day that I went on, you know, a family vacation because we went there. You remember the moments that are different, the moments that you choose to anchor in. So you can choose to anchor, okay, today, for me, yesterday, I said, today I remember, I'm going to always remember this day because it's the day I chose to change the dartboard that I was playing on. It is the day that I embodied worth on another level. And then I anchored it in with a celebration. And so this day, I'm never going to forget. And then when I look back on the year and I do my yearly review, I'm going to be, I know that. I remember that day and that day and that day and that day. I remember the Lionsgate portal. I remember all these things because I anchored them in. And because also for the people in the Daily Dose of Healing, we broke down the months, right? So when you look back, you can be like, oh, the month of November was embodied, you know, whatever, embodied, I can't even remember at this moment, but when you look back in here, you can say, all right, this is what the month was about. Great, that was the theme, that's what we worked on, so what did I learn from there? And oh, that month was this one, this is what we learned in here. And then these are the things that happened in my life, and then you have a year that you remember. You have a year where you had moments that you remember. And then when you look back on your life, it's those moments, you're like, wow, I remember my 20th year, I remember my 40th year, I remember my 80th year, I remember all of it because those were the moments I chose to remember. I'm not going to remember the days that I, you know, had whatever for breakfast every single day or the days that I went to the work or all the things. So create moments to remember. Have a great day.